It said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. That is to say, no matter how short or long the journey might be, you have to start somewhere. Today, we are beginning a new homily series called New Beginning. We're going to take the next 3 weeks to consider where we need a new beginning in our life, how to get started, and what we do when we encounter the inevitable challenges along the way. The first question we might ask ourselves this morning is, where do you need a new beginning in your life? Maybe it's in your life of faith. Maybe it's in your family life, with your children or spouse, perhaps your workplace or your personal health habits. The list could go on and on. Because we are human beings, from time to time, we all need a new beginning. And that's okay. It's how we handle those new beginnings that is most important. Whether we procrastinate what we know we have to do, or whether we set out and make a new resolve to move forward. Today's gospel that we just heard brings us 2 new beginnings. The first comes from St. Luke, the author of the gospel. He says that he is going to set out an orderly account of the life of Jesus. Luke, as you may know, was a Greek physician. But after he encountered the message of Jesus, his life was changed forever. He became a disciple, a follower of the Lord, and a prominent member of the early Christian community. And he tells us that he is going to have a new beginning in compiling his gospel. When I ask the question, where do you need a new beginning in your life? Maybe something popped right into your head. Maybe 12 things popped right into your head. Maybe you can't quite think of anything yet. But I would encourage you over the course of this week, today at this Mass and the week that follows, to think about where you need a new beginning. Give some honest thought to that question. And once you've answered that question, then the next one logically follows. How do you get started? If a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, what are the steps that we need to take? The first step, I think, comes from the second beginning we hear in the gospel reading today. We hear the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We're told that the first thing that Jesus does after he comes out of the desert in the power of the Holy Spirit is he goes into the synagogue at Nazareth to worship. That is the first step in our new beginning, to invite God into that new beginning, that component of worship. For some folks, that might take the form of adoration or private prayer. For some, it takes the form of going to confession to repent of sins and bad habits. But we have to invite God into the new beginning that we want to take, because that new beginning is unsustainable by my own willpower. I know in my own life, whenever I've found the need for a new beginning, I've always begun with the sacrament of reconciliation. It's a powerful experience to admit my own shortcomings in whatever form those are, and to make an act of repentance, to say that I'm going to, with God's grace, turn around this part of my life. Perhaps an image would be more helpful. Some of us maybe go to see a personal trainer or have some sort of accountability partner for some part of our lives. What happens when you don't check in with that trainer or that accountability partner? You sort of start falling away or slipping away, right? Well, if we think about Jesus as our trainer or our accountability partner, if we're not checking in with him, we're going to trail off. We're going to start to fail. That's what we need. We need to bring that worship, that presence of God into the new beginnings that we need in our lives. However you meet him, be it adoration or confession or Holy Communion or private prayer or all of those things, meeting him is the most important part. Secondly, when we set out on a journey, whether it's 1,000 miles or 2 miles, we need a plan. Our new beginning needs some intermediate steps. Again, St. Luke demonstrates this to us. He says that he's going to set out to write this gospel, but he tells us how he's going to do it. He says he's going to investigate everything that happens and interview all of the eyewitnesses again. And then he's going to compile his narrative. When we set out for a new beginning, we need these intermediate steps because they help us to build momentum. They help us to achieve small goals to move us towards that larger one. Oftentimes, people will say to me, "Well, Father, I'm going to start praying for 1 hour a day. And I always think to myself, well, that's a laudable goal. That's a good goal. We should all have that. But in my interior monologue, I also say to myself, yeah, I know you're not going to do that. Because it's too big of a step. It's too big of a step to take first. You need smaller steps. Pray 10 minutes a day. Then maybe 20 minutes. And if you can do that for 1 month, maybe move on to 30. Those intermediate steps are what helps us achieve the goal. And lastly, the third step is really not so much a step as it is a reminder. St. Paul told us in the second reading today from his first letter to the Corinthians that we are all given to drink of the Holy Spirit. It's God's Holy Spirit that animates us. God's Holy Spirit is his divine life living within us. And that's what makes us capable of moving forward, of making those first steps out in faith. The new beginning that you need is possible because God wants it for you. And he gives his Spirit to you to make it possible. Too often we think that God is not interested in the nitty-gritty details of my life. But he is. He's so interested in them that he gives us a bit of himself. He gives us his Spirit to be our animator, to be our force, to be our life. So perhaps we could take a concrete example. Perhaps in your life, you need to have a new beginning when it comes to attending Mass every Sunday. I would encourage you to follow the steps, to repent, and to pray that God will move your heart. Ask him to make you convicted that this is something that you need for you and for your family's life. Consider the intermediate steps. Clear your calendar. Perhaps find neighboring parishes in their Mass schedule. So if something could happen, you could attend Mass there. Prioritize. What is most important? Nothing could be more important than God. But we have to be convicted of that. We have to see the importance of that in our lives. And lastly, remember that God wants this for you. And if you take the smallest step out, he will prosper that step. My friends, we have taken one step forward in this new beginning homily series this week. We have 2 more weeks in which we'll give some more ideas on how we take subsequent steps, how we handle challenges, what we do when we encounter resistance. I hope you'll plan to join us for these 3 Sundays, for the next 2 Sundays of this series. Jesus, when he stands up in the synagogue at Nazareth today, reads the words of the prophet Isaiah. And at the very end, he says that he has come to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. The Lord wants to proclaim this year for all of us. He wants us to feel this newness of his Spirit, the newness of his presence in our lives. We are invited then into relationship with the Lord to hear these glad tidings of what God wants for us. God has new beginnings in mind for you wherever you might need them. He simply asks you to take one step out in faith on that journey with him.